With the Warriors and Cavs set for Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Thursday night at Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound review of Game 7 in Houston starts with a listen-in to Stephen Curry in the postgame after the Warriors claimed a spot in the Finals for a fourth straight year.
This is a special moment. This is we talked about it leaving this building after Game 5. This was a part of our story that we hadn't been through before. Our backs against the wall, not having home court advantage, needing to win two games to keep ourselves alive. And this is a true testament to how hard it is to get to the finals, how hard it is to have a chance to play for a championship. And I think as well a testament to how great Houston is as a team and the fight that they put up this whole series to try to take us out of our game. And to really, really challenge us all the way down to the, you know, in the fourth quarter of a game seven. And there's a lot of just built up anxiety, I guess, about this moment. And when you walk off the court with the win and get this fancy hat, it's a good feeling. So we had to work for it. And, you know, you got to appreciate the moment. Somebody asked, like, it's 4 years in a row, you know, getting to the finals, do you appreciate it? And yes, because it's really hard. And so all the smiles and embraces you have with your teammates, your coaches, is well deserved.
Here's some of what Kevin Durant said in the postgame.
For me, the game is at a mental point in my career where I'm just trying to figure things out there. I know what I can do physically, and I know what I work on, and I try to stick to what I do. But they did such a good job of switching. I know that whole ISO thing was a big thing around our team. We talked about it a lot. And so for me, after the first two games, you know, I just felt like I can get a lot in the switches and the mismatches. And I thought they did a great job, you know, when I get it in the post. So when I'm driving, they start to bring guys over and help and shadow a bit. And I wasn't seeing that for a couple games. And I was running in the crowds. I was forcing. I was going too fast on my drives and on my moves. And it had me just thinking too much out there. And when I just decided to just say forget it and just hoop and just play ball, tonight I just tried to come out and just play as hard as I can on the defensive side of the ball and let my offense come around, whereas the games before I was thinking about my offense coming into the game. So I just mentally I just tried to, you know, figure myself out, and I'm glad I was able to figure it out in W instead of a going home with a loss.
Finally, here's a listen into the NBA TV crew of Jared Greenberg, Steve Smith, and Mike Fratello as they look ahead to what is a fourth consecutive finals featuring the Warriors and Cavs.
It's been an incredible run for Cleveland to be back in the finals once again. For what they went through this season, there were so many times where that team just could have imploded and you know where it would have wound up at the end of the year. One guy held them together, LeBron James, and a couple of the young guys that they brought in after the trade took place. They had to get past that mess in the beginning where they're waiting for Isaiah Thomas to come back. That's when they picked up Dwayne Wade and a couple of the other guys that were involved there. And then Thomas comes back, and then, you know, Thomas just didn't get it, how LeBron plays, how the team plays based on him. And then they do the big deal, six guys go out and four guys come in, and they had to figure it out once again. But then Kevin Love breaks his hand, and he's out for a long period of time, so they're really not playing with the group that they have to play with down the stretch. And here they are in the NBA Finals again because of one guy, okay, and that's LeBron James. The season that he had was incredible, 15th season in the league, 33 years old. And he plays 48 minutes in Game 7 against Boston so they could win that game.
You think, Coach, as closely as you follow this team, it's almost reminiscent of a couple of years ago when Kevin Love had gotten hurt early in the playoffs and Kyrie Irving got injured in Game 1 with the kneecap, that the Cavs are going to need, I mean, it's kind of an obvious statement, a similar type performance. He got up to Game 6 that year, but this Warriors team might be even better than they were back in 2015.
Yeah, this is going to be a really difficult task for the Cavaliers, but the one thing that's different is the Cavs aren't going to play the same style of play that Houston played. Right? It's going to be, they talk about pace and tempo and all that all the time. But what it gets down to is the ball gets back in LeBron's hands, and then they make decisions. After he decides, they look things over, they try and get the switch that they want, and then they go at the mismatch, and that's how they play.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, LeBron James, how he can lead this Cleveland Cavaliers team, but I'm looking forward to some other guys. I mean, J.R. Smith has had a on and off, you know, as far as a positive play, negative play. But I think J.R. has been here, so see if he can come up with some games. And then you get a chance to see how Tristan Thompson will respond. You know, he's been playing well as far as being able to bang the last couple games. Kevin Love's injury, you know, definitely looking forward to see if he'll get a chance to play. I hope so for his case. But I think this Warrior teams against the Cavaliers, it's going to be very interesting because obviously these two teams are different. And hopefully for the Cavs, they can have one of these young guys step up and be consistent, whether it's Hood, Clarkson, or Larry Nance, where they can play some consistent minutes, Coach.
What do you see in this matchup, Coach?
Well, Smitty and I, during the press conference, we're doing a little drawing over here, talking about how does Cleveland match up and how does Golden State match up with Cleveland? Who do you put on whom, and which lineup do you start? So if you take Curry, we're trying to figure out, okay, who plays Curry? So let's start out with George Hill on Curry to start out with. Now, who's going to play Thompson? Well, JR seems like the obvious guy to play Thompson if they go that way. Well, who plays Durant? Now, remember, they started Green against Boston. Mm-hmm. So are they starting Kevin Love or Tristan Thompson at the five spot against Looney? Then that would mean Green could start against Durant and LeBron goes up against Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how we were going back and forth trying to figure all this out. But you needed Tristan Thompson because he gets some second shot opportunities on the offensive boards. And when they do all the switching they do, he can keep the ball in front of him if he has a smaller guy. There's a very good job of that. So now what do? You bring Love off the bench because of the concussion.
Right.
You know, that's a decision that Tyronn Lue and the staff have to make. It's kind of interesting, you know, how they're going to match up that way.
You know what's so crazy? Now you have the guys like David West, Zaza Pachulia, and JaVale McGee could probably get more minutes because of the matchup now with Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance. So they'll probably get a chance to play some more minutes, whichever guy he chooses to go with.
And the last thing, too, all the travel the Warriors have done, not that anybody's feeling sorry for them, right? But think about the long playoff series to San Antonio, not a quick flight, to New Orleans, a really long flight. This flight to Houston, they got to get back and essentially get ready to fly back out on Tuesday. Or they're at home, rather. They're at home, which is good news there. But still, Cleveland's had the extra day off after these three really long series, and long in distance and long in length, which the Warriors haven't
used. So you're petitioning
to
now to go back to the 2-3-2 format.
That's
what you're doing. Here. You're doing.
No, I think this is great.
Directly.
The 1-1-1 at the end.
And again, the first two games of this series starting at Oracle Arena, game one on Thursday, then game two on Sunday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.